Yeah, it's probably a bit of both. I mean, if I do put up reflections, I think over the whole of the, if you go to the website, a lot of the sermons provide a doctrinal kind of orientation that supports inner work. But ultimately, it's about us working through things, taking hold of the word and working with it in our life that really is going to provide what's needed for each of our lives. And so this discussion happens here, right? It's a dialogue. The concept of dialogue is that we respect the diversity of doctrinal perspective because the person's doctrine is necessary for their life. The way that we see the Lord is going to be different for each individual. So for some, reading a passage like that, they will take it in a harsh sort of way because their state requires it to be that way. It's not for me or anyone else to correct what the Lord's doing in their life. We can offer our own perspective on things, but it's not to try and change another's point of view because that point of view could be absolutely essential for where they are in the process. So that's kind of the underlying principle for logopraxis. There are plenty of groups that will tell people what to think. Try not to do that here. Just try to allow each person to bring what they have and then to hear what others are saying, to pick up on that. Not to get a unity in terms of thinking here, but to get what's needed for your life to take you on, so that you integrate what the Lord has done in other people's lives into the form of mind that the Lord is creating within you, because that's a unique form of mind, which is essential to the functioning of the grand man and the grounding of various spiritual associations. So it's a lot more complex than we think. It's very easy just to put people into a straitjacket and tell them, like, that's your doctrine and life's going to be great from here, and away you go, right? So what happens in this setup is that it gets messy. It allows for messiness in that sense because you're in process. And so, we don't sort of try and set things up so that you don't have to go through temptations. This process encourages the temptations to, or at least to become, for us to become aware of the conflicts that exist between the doctrine we profess to believe, which is more our historical faith, and the actual principles we live from, which is our actual faith. And those two things come together, there's often a lot of conflict and struggle because things need reconciling, and keeping it open in this sort of way allows for that.